Hey, it's Richie and Wes.
He's Richie.
And he's Wes.
And this is our show.
Oh, okay.
What Sorry. Were you counting to?
I almost
we're breaking the we are breaking the fourth wall. I'm like, what is happening right now? What's our countdown? I'm unaware of.
I almost interrupted our moment of silence before the show with out loud math, and then I just tried to do it on my fingers. I was just trying. Is this our sixth fucking year doing this?
I think
podcast?
It is. Yeah. Oh my god.
Wow.
Jesus.
We are still an absolute mess.
Well, you know, that's part of the charm of the show. Oh god. Hopefully you guys are staying dry because we are not here in LA because for some reason it just keeps on.
It is raining again.
And raining.
Why?
It's like it never ends. It's been nonstop flooding for the last 3 months now, and I'm over it.
I've had enough.
Like, this is. Are we not out of the drought yet?
No, because it all just runs off the topsoil because it's still all too dry. It doesn't get absorbed into the basin water and blah, 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 blah. So all this shit. That's why there's so much flooding.
And then Kim Kardashian's fucking mansion and her giant water bill.
Mm-hmm. Sucking us dry.
Literally.
Yeah. Over it. It's like a very long, boring version of the apocalypse, I feel
it
like.
It really is.
Ever since 2020. Like, it just
I've given up on the aliens. They already saw we were way too ghetto to deal with, and they were like, fuck this planet.
It's getting old.
We just got to wait for a natural disaster to come through, a geostorm or something. Oh, God.
It's terrible. The machines aren't going to take us over.
Literally.
There's still, unfortunately, the AI is, I think the AI is just here to drive us insane.
Oh, 100%.
They're not going to enslave us in any way. We will just lose our minds.
Yes. It's like a form of electronic water torture. Oh my god.
With this is a Shady Hollywood podcast. We're always best when we are our shadiest.
Oh, definitely.
Probably better when we're shading ourselves, and even better still when our listeners are shading us.
Oh, what happened? Who said what? I want to know.
Such is the case of last week's episode, in which a very astute listener pointed out that after we had popped the champagne, I let out what appeared to be a burp.
Oh my god. At least I'm off the hook this week.
Or someone. Well, I know it was me because I covered the microphone knowing it was going to happen and did not open my mouth.
Oh my god, so it just centralized it right down there right next to the microphone, Wes?
Forgetting the fact that we have microphones pinned to our bodies.
Specifically to our chests. Now that's funny.
I would say technically it was not a burp because I did not open my mouth. It was a rhythmic exhale.
Oh my god, no. Okay, Shakespeare. Very good word creativity right there.
Well, I am very sorry for that. Thank you for listening that far into the episode, because last week it was like a Joe Rogan episode. It was like 3 hours long.
It really was. Oh, my goodness. Oh, God. Oh, speaking of Hollywood. Do you remember Planet Hollywood?
Planet Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
All
the souvenirs and shit, and like
restaurant,
yes,
and like experience where you could see like
costumes and shit like that.
Stuff.
Yes. Well, they're trying to collect some money apparently because they're having an auction.
Didn't they go out of business a long time ago?
Yes, they did. Yeah. I guess they're still trying to recoup some financial damages or something.
Oh,
because they're selling off some shit, some quite expensive, some not so much, surprisingly. You can buy Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining.
How much is that?
$10,000!
Oh, okay. Well, that's not cheap.
No, but also not, you know, for a collector situation, also not that pricey. I thought it'd be at least 25. Because then you have...
I don't know. Is that what that stuff goes for? How do you know that's the real axe from the movie?
They have to have them authenticated, I think.
They do.
Yeah, so...
Official Hollywood seals.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Fisher's Princess Leia, Hero Blaster, $75,000.
Wow.
See, now that's expensive.
that's very expensive, but it's also a very popular franchise, and she has passed away.
Yes.
So.
You can get the whip from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom for $30,000.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
This is worth every penny.
You can clone a dog for that.
Right. This is...
if you got that kind of money. If you got Indiana Jones whip money...
Exactly.
You can clone your pet.
Yep.
Just to put it in, like, perspective for you.
Right. Now, this is what I would spend my money on. Worth every single penny. The door from Titanic.
No!
Just so I could prove that two people could fit on that fucking door.
Mm-mm.
The Spider-Man 3 costumes are on sale. The regular Spidey and the symbiote.
What?
The regular Spidey is $15,000. The symbiote's only $5,000. My Power Ranger cosplay was half of that. That's like two of those.
Oh, sign me up for that symbiote.
Right? I'd rather have that one anyways. And it's the cheaper version. And then there's one of Shaquille O'Neal's worn Lakers jerseys and shorts for $33,000.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you want to go shopping, I guess go to their website. If you're when that auction's going to happen.
Yeah, Planet Hollywood was among those kind of like...
themed restaurants.
What was the other one?
There was the Fashion Cafe. Remember that? With the models?
Yes.
Cindy Naomi.
Didn't Planet Hollywood have the car coming out of the front of it and shit?
I think so. The Back to the Future car, right? Or am I wrong?
Maybe. But it had like literally a car like flying through the front of the restaurant. Yeah, there were a bunch of those like themed experiences. Yeah,
celebrities were going into business and like opening up these random ass themed restaurant / souvenir
gift things. Shop weird.
They always had horrible food and it was all about the experience.
My god.
Yeah, so if you want to buy a piece of Hollywood magic, then go to their website and bid on some shit. Let us know if you get anything.
I mean, you can, you know, some people are really into that stuff.
They are.
So I said go for it.
Yeah. Live your life. Let us know how it is.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go that crazy with it. I mean, despite the fact that you're sitting next to a rather large Wonder Woman collection, including books, dolls, tennis shoes, backpacks, coffee mugs.
I come back next week and there's some fucking Linda Carter worn
life-size cape.
You're like, so I've gone that
draped over a model. No, I don't think anything I have. I mean, I have her autograph on the DVD series.
Mm-hmm.
I have, so that's, I don't know how valuable that would be. It's her autograph, but nothing that I couldn't imagine spending like more than $100, couple hundred bucks on something.
Yeah, definitely.
And I don't think I have anything even that
expensive.
In fact, the one thing I kick myself for is the fact that they, for a time, they made these denim Wonder Woman themed jackets. They were doing them for all the main DC.
Oh, cute.
Batman, Flash, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Superman. And the Wonder Woman one was really cute because it was all just the stitching. Mm. It looked like a completely regular jean jacket.
Yeah.
Perfect, like, shade of blue, not too bright, not like, like the darker comic book blue.
Yeah.
And all the stitching that went around it, that, again, was really subtle. Mm-hmm. But it, like, made the W and made the insignia and, like, all the stuff. And I saw it and I didn't buy it because it was so expensive. And I was like, I don't really remember. But it wasn't, like, over 200. It just wasn't, like, at the time. I was like, oh, I want to spend, like, $150.
Yeah.
Jacket. So
now you're like, damn it.
I know. I wish I had bought that.
Damn.
Do you have like Power Ranger stuff that you wish you'd bought? Because we haven't been to convention in a while.
No, not in a while. No, I mean, they re-released all the old toys. So
yeah.
I bought like a couple of those things. Like I have a Morpher and it came with all the coins. The coins were like actual metal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really, really cute quality. When you put in a different coin, the light color will change to that corresponding Ranger. How they did that, I have no idea. But yeah, that's really cute. Yeah. But and the Blade Blaster, the gun that turns into a sword. I have one of those. I used to have the original ones, actually. And then I actually sold those off to some collector, like, forever ago. But no, I mean, just the helmets, but you can get those made now. It's like, things are so much more accessible now that I don't really care about anything from the show.
Right.
Fun fact, half the shit on the show were just the toys anyways that they used. Like, the weapons and stuff are literally the toys that you could buy at stores.
Good for them.
Yes. So.
Yeah, I don't really keep an eye on that stuff. It would be overwhelming. Oh, yeah. Because there is so much Wonder Woman stuff. It's almost like Hello Kitty. It's pencils. It's stuff, you know, it's like every fucking thing. And when I come upon it, if it's cute, yeah, and whatever, maybe I'll buy most of my collection is stuff people have bought for me.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone sees that jacket out and
right,
out, I'm a size medium.
I whip my Michelle Pfeiffer's foot, but she's in possession of it. So unless I rob her, I can't get that. So.
Yeah, I don't see her giving that one up.
No, damn it. Damn. Can't have it all.
No.
Sorry if that was picked up. I was cracking my elbow. It was getting stiff. I mess up over here. Messing my leg, yeah, my ankle, my job. It's been a week.
Richie is, yeah.
It's been a weird couple of weeks, but I'm here.
Broken down a little bit.
But I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still in one piece so far. Did my ankle fall off yet?
Not yet.
Okay, good.
Knee is still attached.
Good, yes.
Yeah.
By a thread, but yes. I'm off the crutches, so that's good. What do you got next?
I have, and I always love these when they come out, the top 10 earners in Hollywood.
Oh my God, I was seeing that list on the way here.
Yeah. First and foremost, I love the fact that Adam Sandler is at number one.
Right.
With $73 million. Although, I don't know how fair that is. Fair is in quotes because they're all entertainers. But he also went on tour, like a comedy tour.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he had like 40-something dates or something.
Oh, my goodness. I had no
Although idea. I do wonder if they also add in like Jennifer Aniston's ad money that she makes from doing her.
Yeah, because I was like, what the fuck has she been in lately?
She knows she's on that Apple TV show with Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
But she's in Murder Mystery, which has been on, although that wasn't, I don't think that was that released last year?
I can't remember. Was it? My timeline's all over the place.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember anything in this very slow hellscape apocalypse that we are in. Very boring.
Mm-hmm.
End times. Well, I love that he's at number one. He also has a new movie that's out. I guess it's one of those, because you know how he kind of flips between comedy and like serious stuff,
mm-hmm,
which back in the day, no one would ever have believed that he would have
accomplished
that feat, given that he was just sort of known as being like the silly guy on SNL, and his movies were really...
Yeah.
His movies were really fun.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially for the time.
Stand the test of time. Sure. Yeah. I would watch Happy Gilmore again.
Yeah.
But as we've said on the show, comedians, if you can make somebody laugh, you can really tap into some.
Oh, definitely.
Emotions. But yeah, good for him. He's very smart. He writes and produces a lot of his stuff.
Right.
Like, it kind of is one of those where you look at it and you're like, that's right. Adam Sandler is doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, why is Denzel Washington all the way at number 10 is my question.
Well.
And also, where are the black actresses? Why is Viola not on there? Of all people.
You have Denzel.
That's they're it. Like, you get one token. Bam, there you go.
And he's at number 10.
And he's at number 10.
And even the disparity between, of course, again, Adam Sandler has a lot going on. He's writing and producing a lot. But Margot Robbie's producing her shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
And she's coming in at number 2 with $59 million, which, granted, is quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
But still nowhere near $73
million. Yes.
So that's quite a big
deal. Adam just killed everyone, too. Like, in the game on the list, quite honestly.
Yes.
But well-deserved.
But.
And as far as I know, he's unproblematic?
No.
Okay, nothing's really come out about him. So.
In fact, there was something I saw with him, because I think he's, you know, really good at kind of knowing his genre and his audience.
Yes.
He did some really, like, the Grown Ups movies, which, not my thing, but whatever. Yeah. But you have to look at those and say, like, that's a really smart...
He definitely knows his brand.
He knows his brand, he knows his audience. Mm-hmm. And I think he's funny, and, you know, he's kind of cute. And I don't know where I was going with this, except to maybe to just throw one that I actually think he's...
He seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, I saw him on a podcast where he was talking about Taylor Swift and actually being one of the few people, the celebrities, that he himself gets nervous around.
Wow.
Because most, for someone like Adam Sandler, like most people that have come up, like Taylor Swift, have come up in his time.
Exactly.
Wouldn't think he'd really be that bejiggity about meeting them. But apparently his daughters really love Taylor Swift.
Oh.
And so he knows every line to every song.
That's so cute.
And gets nervous when he takes them to meet her backstage. Aww. Because he doesn't want to like mess anything up.
Or,
like...
That's so adorable. Oh my gosh.
Hmm.
Yes, please say I'm problematic. We don't want to find out anything about you.
Yeah, please. Before that, come on the show if you do something problematic.
Please do. I mean, speaking of problematic, did you hear about this whole Boeing situation?
The plane?
Yes.
There is always something going on with them. I can't keep
up. Two things in one day. One flight had to come down because one of the engines caught on fire in the air. Thankfully, no one was hurt. Another one, there's a video of a plane taking off. And a wheel just falls off. Are they buying these planes at government auctions? What is going on right now? And then a few weeks ago, that door flew the fuck off. Thank God no one was getting up to pee or anything.
I've been watching a lot of Simpsons lately. Mm-hmm. And I really can picture that in like Simpsons animation.
Oh, yeah. Like, what is happening? Did they fire all the fucking inspectors? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get there are a gazillion fucking planes and things are bound to, you know, happen. Don't get me wrong.
But they're all old, though.
Yes. And all these have been from the same damn company. You're getting the planes from Temu? Like, what is happening?
It's so dumb.
Are they sponsored by Sheen now? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and then I'm curious, like, can you find that when you're booking a flight? Like, what kind of plane it's going to be on?
I think it tells you what kind of plane, yeah.
Does it?
So if it says Boeing, just rebook your trip.
Don't do it.
And just keep fishing for another flight with a different plane company, because it's not looking cute for them right now.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
But they are always having problems, though.
Yes.
That's the thing with our institutions that can't fail is they are literally disintegrating in front of us. And yeah, those planes are old.
Yes.
All the planes are old.
It's ridiculous.
And they're so expensive now. Everything's so expensive now to make. Obviously, you're talking about
billions of dollars. Yeah, yes.
Trolley. To get like new fleets out there. And then to add on top of that, like just to be completely sour about it. Would you trust anything that was built today?
Right? Exactly.
Would you trust the newest, best, brightest air fleet that premiered? Would you trust that shit?
Mm-mm.
I would not be on the first plane. Mm-mm. Don't give me... I really would not... Like, I know we need new planes, but do not let me be like...
Yeah, no. Just give me a nice generation. Give me a nice certified pre-owned plane.
I'm just saying, like, we're kind of fucked.
Like, yeah, you're right. You're not wrong.
Oh
my God, speaking of fuck, you have to have seen this. This Wonka experience in Glasgow.
The what now, what now?
This Willy Wonka experience. Did you miss this somehow?
Did not see it. Does not surprise me. There's a Willy Wonka experience even after the movie basically completely bombed.
No. Okay, so there was this family experience over across the pond.
Wait, is that the meme I keep seeing of the empty thing that was scary? I thought that was an Alice in Wonderland thing.
No, it was Willy Wonka.
I'm not paying attention.
They got this website, this company, this event company. The entire, like, thing was completely done in AI, from the pictures to promote it to the actual wordings that were misspelled and jumbled around for $35 a person, which, that's a lot of money for a fucking family.
Yeah.
They were promised a whole experience, this, like, giant, like, just like the fucking chocolate factory. these tunnels and all this candy and all this stuff. And
so I haven't seen any of that context whatsoever.
Oh my God, yes. Even the actors, when they got their scripts, those are even AI. Yes. So,
what?
Yes. Again, like weird word placement. Oh my and God. Like they made a whole script out of AI for what the journey of the experience was going to be. They show up to some backdrops of the AI mm-hmm. art that they created.
That's what I saw. That's yes. the parts that I've seen.
The Oompa Loompas weren't even orange. They were just girls in black and white striped shirts and green wigs. Looked miserable and like they were at a fucking meth lab. There were three Willy Wonkas and that whole thing was oh also fucking God. Strange.
What?
And then they're the star of the show. Was this brand new character that they introduced called the Unknown. And this character was AI generated as well. AI came up with this character all by itself. And it is this terrifying, long black haired, black cloaked entity that pops up out of a mirror all creepily with this silver mask. And the video, you see the kids getting all afraid. It's like, what the haunted house? By the way, there was no chocolate at all. The kids were given one jelly bean and a half a Dixie cup of lemonade.
No.
Dead ass. I can't make
one jelly bean.
Yes. It got so rowdy that the cops were called because the parents were pissed, obviously. The actors still haven't gotten paid. They've been doing interviews about their experiences and how strange the whole thing was. The event company still has not refunded people their money. I guess a couple of people got refunded, but not everybody. It was a mess.
Wow, yeah, I missed all that and went straight to weird photos of what looked like a Alice in Wonderland park.
Yes.
In, you know, some scary part of town.
Yes, it
that
was.
You don't want to go to.
Definitely strange and definitely a scam. It's like Wonka Fest.
It's like Fire Fest yes. for
small children who want to see Willy Wonka. Oh my
God. No chocolate.
At all in a damn chocolate factory and a half a Dixie cup of lemonade.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Cops are called and everything.
Wow. 911. We were told we were going to a real chocolate factory.
Right.
We're here.
Oh, my God.
Cut out motherfucking projections. You know what else is all an illusion?
What?
Netflix's streaming numbers.
Oh, God.
Which apparently Zack Snyder said they automatically double the number of for any press announcement.
Oh.
Well, they figure more than one person's watching, you know.
Oh, my goodness, I can't.
I mean, didn't we always kind of know Netflix is cooking the books? Like, is this
yes,
really
come on now.
Any kind of
100%
revelation?
That part.
Yeah. Supposedly, they don't count if you stream it more than once. But see, this goes back to my trust issues.
Mm-hmm. I watch my Netflix all the time.
I'm not trusting new airplanes, and I'm not trusting mm-mm. the fact that if I watch something twice, you don't think I watched it twice.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know how you miss out on that Willy Wonka thing.
All I saw were the sad, empty pictures from the place. It's had no context, no idea what it was. I've also had a lot going on. So, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Are you missing or did you get the Miley Cyrus family drama?
I was just going to say, oh my God, the only
okay,
other
good.
Thing that I have, the last thing that I actually have. In my notes,
I have
is
two more things, and that's perfect.
Cyrus family insanity.
I would normally say, oh, this is rich white folk problem. This is like trailer trash problems.
This is ridiculous. So first of all, I don't know how they've kept Noah under wraps for all these years, because she really tried to come out a few times and do like TV and music, and she had like a song come out.
Yeah. She and Miley have done a song together.
I don't know how they've managed to keep her in the basement all this time, but somehow like she hasn't, do you know what I mean? Like she's got her own house where they've all got their houses and all that stuff. Like, don't know how she never got plugged into something yet, but basically she's kind of this, at this point, she's like, what, 24, 25?
I think so. Like that.
Maybe she's just living the good life, being the daughter and sister of. Maybe she's living
her best Nepo life.
Yeah, like, maybe she's figured out
I'm sure they have her on payroll or something.
Yeah, she's got the Da Vinci Code all deciphered, because she's fucking doing great. But I will question dating a 53-year-old.
Yes.
Despite the fact that Dominic, whatever the fuck his name, is very hot. Like, is, if you're going to go for a daddy.
Exactly. Then at least do it right. But still, Jesus.
But more like, ooh, for him.
Yes.
And then to date her mom and get engaged and get married and hire security to keep the daughter away from the ceremony.
That's just you on both of them.
What is... No, we always knew Trish was crazy, though.
Yes.
Like we.
But Jesus, this is a whole different level of crazy.
We always done knew.
Just like Dina Lohan crazy. This eclipses that. This is nuts.
It is beyond something that you could, if this were on a TV show or a movie or something, it would have to be a comedy. It would have to be a farce. It could not be something you would approach with any seriousness.
I don't really have much I can say about this. Well, like, it's just gross.
Because doesn't everyone have family craziness and shenanigans, though? I mean, maybe not
like this.
Your mom's new
husband. No, not like this. Normal shit like divorces. It's twice. The occasional teen pregnancy. Normal people stuff. Not someone's mom dating and marrying the ex of the daughter who's twice her age. That's a pretty specific type of family issue.
And then hiring security to keep her away. She was not only not invited, but like, what do they do? Lock her at her house?
With this family, I would not be surprised.
They're crashing through the fucking windows.
Right.
Girl. Wow, where to even begin to unpack all of that?
Yeah, I have zero idea, because
we've had fights at weddings in my family. We've had some fights, you know, some brawls, some crazy stuff like that. And maybe that's why they got the security to avoid any situations. But couldn't y'all talk this out? Like,
this is so, the whole thing is just odd to me. I can't do it.
Yeah, because are they not going to be seeing each other anymore? Are they strange now?
I don't know.
I don't fucking understand. And then poor Miley getting all...
just wrapped into it. She's like, I'm just trying to release a damn album. What is this?
I like how it is firmly out there that she had no idea.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, sure. First of all, sure.
Sure, girl.
Second of all, great PR team. That no matter who has heard the story, knows Miley ain't know about it.
Right.
She didn't have anything to do with it, even though the wedding was her place.
Right.
Yeah. Whew. Crazy girls. Just crazy, crazy girls. I love them. God love them.
A mess.
Where Andy Cohen get a show going.
Yes. Andy, get the cameras
right now.
Jesus.
What would you call it?
I don't even know. Oh, my God. So, speaking of girl pop stars, Ariana Grande, who was already criticized about basically the whole F you about her sleeping with a married man with a baby.
Ariana Grande, once again.
Yes, she has now come out and said on her album, there's going to be a reimagined song kind of emulating The Boy Is Mine by Brandy and Monica. Girl. But you don't, says the woman who doesn't want us in her business. What does it matter who she fucking? The boy is mine! After you done wrecked a home.
It's not her fault. She, like, he wrecked the home. She wrecked the home. But also, she's definitely milking it for all it's worth. And I just really have to point out that once all this kind of wears off, she's going to be like, oh, on to the next one.
Definitely. With her track record, absolutely.
What was I thinking?
Oh, my God. I'm closing this out because this is the last thing I have. Have you heard about the Queer Eye drama?
No.
Okay, so the Queer Eye favorite, Jonathan Van Ness, has come under fire this week from people who have worked with him saying that he is an absolute nightmare, that he screams at people.
Oh, no.
Has complete meltdowns on people, creates a toxic work environment. Oh, yes. And that does not surprise me because I'm always worried about someone who's that goddamn happy all the time. Those grand rising people, everything is so positive. I never trust them. I will trust an asshole who's very cynical over those people. Those are the fucking evil people.
Oh, the ones that are always like, breathe in with your good energy.
Yes. Good morning. How's everyone's day going? Hopefully full of positivity. And like, no, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
I don't trust you. No one's that fucking happy. And you're probably a psycho when you're off camera. And this is proven to be true. So, I just, it makes me uncomfortable. I don't trust people like that. Also, this is a funny story, and I posted this in one of my forums I belong to. I randomly have his number.
What?
So, you know how TikTok will be like, in your contacts, like, it's like a...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He pops up, and I'm all, the fuck? I go to my history. Apparently, we met before he got famous. And exchanged numbers and had just a very brief conversation.
Before he was a nightmare.
Yes. I was like, oh shit. So I posted this little fun fact about me and someone's like, oh my God, you should text him and ask him if the rumors are true. I did not.
Hey boo, remember me? Just curious.
Tall, black, probably made it trunks like 4 or 5 years ago. I don't know. Like, yeah. Didn't even realize it until it popped up. And I was like, maybe this is a mistake. And I was like, oh, no. So, yep. That's his name. There's a conversation. Just a mess. Someone else I have in my numbers that I totally forgot about is Raheem, the porn star.
He's not the only one.
Oh, definitely.
That is a nightmare on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no evidence to support so I say go with your gut. Theory whatsoever.
I say go with your gut.
However, I don't know. I have enjoyed watching that show. I do appreciate giving people a second chance to appreciate themselves, and I do think it's important. Like, I love makeover shows, I love the message of all that, but there, I think, is like definitely in the newer episodes that I've watched, there's a interesting dynamic and chemistry between the group, and there's always been a very forced sense of camaraderie between them on the show in general. So, yeah. And then didn't he have his own show?
Yeah.
JVN had his own show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that didn't last.
Yeah.
It's what happens when people start getting Emmys and they start coming up and like everyone's all about them.
Yep.
And
people get too much dip in their chip.
I honestly don't think I even have the energy to be a nightmare anymore.
I don't.
Talk to me 10 years ago, I'm like, oh yeah, if I was famous, I'd probably be a total douche. I don't have the energy anymore.
No.
I really don't. I don't.
And all the end, I don't like hurting people's feelings, so I just, yeah, no.
That's always been true. I think maybe I just mean, like, I probably, like, very short-tempered and also, like, very self-serving and very, like, you know what I mean? Like, all those kind of things. I'm just being spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see being spoiled and I can see being demanding and all that stuff. But to have breakdowns and screaming matches on sets and things like that is
be just demanding to the fucking execs. Don't be fucking demanding to the people that are helping you with your production.
No. Especially that show, because, and I will say they at least do nod to the fact that they get help from other people, but half the time he's not even doing the things. He's not cutting the hair. He's not. So,
That's all I got to say about that. Maybe I have a couple more glasses of wine. I will text him. We'll get back. We'll get back to you on the results.
I'm trying to think of anyone I've met who I thought would be a nightmare, but was totally nice. Maybe like.
Well, that's a damn long pause.
No, because I'm just thinking like, because now if I say who I'm thinking of, like, why would you think they'd be a nightmare? But
people might think that we'd be nightmares, and we're actually very, very lovely, actually.
I get that a lot. Oh, I thought you'd be a total bitch.
No, we're nice and fun.
Sure. Not on the show. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out our sponsors and our show notes and save some money by using our coupon codes. Until next time,
goodbye.
Bye.